Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Patient Players Podcast. My name is Daniel, and I'll be your host, joined by my wonderful co-host, Jordan. How are you doing, Jordan?
What's up? Happy New Year. Merry Christmas.
Happy Easter.
Happy Hanukkah. Happy Halloween. Happy Easter again. That's all the holidays, right? Mother's Day, Father's Day.
Happy 4th of the January.
4th of July. I'm going events of 2021 so that if I forget, it's fine because I said them right now.
Oh, okay.
Happy birthday.
It is actually the 4th of January. This is the January 4th edition of the Patient Players Podcast, episode 65. This is a podcast where we talk about video games. We talk about gaming in the slow lane, where we're going to be talking about different updates to some of our favorite games, or maybe we'll be rediscovering some old classics that we missed the first time around, picking up some hidden gems, if you will. Anyways, that's what the podcast is about. Welcome. We're going to go through our various topics for the week and end with the question and answer section where we're answering your questions live, dear listener. We appreciate you joining us. We hope you have a wonderful time listening to this podcast. I would love to know, how was the end of your year, Jordan?
Sorry, I'm a little caught up thinking, if our podcast episode was an age, would we be old enough for the IHOP senior discount?
Probably.
Okay, because I feel like it is 65. Maybe it's 60.
60 makes sense to me if I was running an IHOP, but I'm not running an IHOP. I'm running a podcast.
10%. So. Oh, it's 55 and up. Okay, I'm sorry. So we've had the IHOP discount for 10 episodes now.
If we combined our age, we would almost have the IHOP discount.
Okay, sweet. Wait, yeah. And it's only 10%. I thought it was a lot more than that. I guess 10% is okay.
That's decent. That's like a tip. That's like what you would tip someone if you're a bad tipper.
Yeah. Oh.
So we just get dressed up in a trench coat together as one really tall 65-year-old, and then we'll be able to go.
Is that how that works? I know it works for the movies. I didn't know that worked for the IHOP discount. Man.
Well, yeah.
Wait a second. How old is my dad? Okay, no. Oh, my word. But he's getting close to the IHOP discount. That is weird.
You need to take him to IHOB on that birthday.
I do.
And not explain why, except to be like, oh, excuse me. Like, don't say why in advance. Just be like, I'm going to take you to IHOB. And then you get there and you're like, excuse me, waiter/waitress, sir/ma'am. Can we get the senior discount, please, with this old man that I'm sitting
with? Can you do that? Can you, like, put the whole bill on the old person's tab?
I don't know. Probably not. Huh. I have no idea. I don't run the restaurant industry. I would love to know.
It's worth a shot, honestly.
But it's been a while. We had our last week's big end of the year episode, the best of 2020, according to Daniel and Jordan, the patient players that you know and love. But this week is a little different. This week is, it's different than last week, which was different. It's a normal week. That's what I'm trying to say.
Hold on. It's not a normal week. Because you know what I just realized?
What did you just realize?
This is our first January episode ever.
By golly, you're right.
Episode 65, and it's the first one we've done in January.
Because last year, the great hacking debacle, we were brought down for about a month. But no, you are 100% correct. We have made it into a January episode. It's going to be a great one because we have all sorts of fun to talk about from our extended break. Because, okay, honestly, here's the thing about our podcast is that we record weekend to weekend, and, like, sometimes the time that's good for us to record is before all the time that I have to play video games for the weekend, and so then I don't have anything to talk about on the podcast, and sometimes the time we record is at the end of the weekend when I've had plenty of time to play video games, and so I have a lot to talk about, but this is the best of both worlds because we recorded early for our holiday episode, and so I have, like, a lot more time and some life circumstances that I'll get into in a second here.
Life circumstances? Like about patient playing?
No. Like things that just let me play a lot more games. So my wife is recovering from a surgery right now, which means she's taking it easy, which means I'm taking it easy, which means... Don't do that. Sorry. shame on you.
Is that not what you do when people say they had a surgery?
No, it's not. But anyways... Visual gags on an audio podcast. Everybody loves it. In the meantime, I've had a lot of time to just chill out and take care of her and play some video games. And we've had basically a completely free weekend with the first of the year falling on the Friday. So no work for 3 days, nothing else scheduled for 3 days, just very chill. We had some really nice friends of ours offer to bring us meals because she's recovering from surgery.
Oh, so that's awesome.
It's been a really good recovery for her, and it's been really easy for us because things are taken care of by our friends and we don't have anything else going on. But in the meantime, boy, have I been playing a lot of some video games.
Mm-hmm. Like, what have you been up to? Such as what?
Do you want to talk about video games? I want to hear what you did.
For what? For New Year's?
Yeah, I haven't talked to you in so long.
Well, I celebrated New Year's.
Okay, how'd you do that?
Mm-hmm. I did it with Animal Crossing.
Oh, great. Wait, were you like at a party with your Switch?
No, not technically. What's a party?
A family gathering?
Yes. Well,
were you at
no.
a gathering of 10 or more people?
No, I was not.
Okay.
I was, so I went to my girlfriend's house to celebrate New Year's Eve. So it was just me and her two brothers and we were hanging out and there was like nothing on the TV. Mm-hmm. And I was like, can I turn on Animal Crossing so we have a countdown? And they're like, yeah, sure. So there we were all sitting around the TV on New Year's Eve. And, you know, all my villagers like have their little glow sticks. So they're like, yeah, like for the countdown. But, the cool part is like the Switch clock is like perfectly synced up with some server somewhere that Apple also uses. So it's like, it's exactly on time with, all iPhones. And so mm-hmm. the countdown we did get, which is a beautiful little setup in my town square, mm-hmm. Was perfectly synced up to the actual countdown. So we actually had a countdown to use on New Year's Eve. with my little Animal Crossing villagers walking around, and there was like fireworks in the game, and as soon as they hit zero.
Jordan, why is that cat in a maid outfit? I don't understand.
No.
Wow. I mean, if that isn't the most appropriate capstone to the patient Jordan 2020 that
yes.
I could imagine is ending the year with Animal Crossing.
I was so happy. I loved it. And it had like the celebration music. It was like it was the best countdown I could have possibly chosen for Animal Crossing. The last time I did that for New Year's, I think was like 2008 on the DS version.
Oh wow!
Yeah, when my family and I were stuck in Egypt and we weren't supposed mm-hmm. to be there for New Year's, so we were all very depressed and sad. And I just Aww. Had my little DS, and I remember watching the countdown on the 240p countdown because the DS right. quality.
Wow.
So it was nice to relive that memory 12 years later.
But with friends this time.
Yes.
And somewhere that you're supposed to
yes,
be.
Yes, but with consent to my location.
Consent to your location. What a phrase.
Mm-hmm. How did you celebrate?
Well, because the surgery happened on the 30th, it was in recovery. We were just hanging out and chilling. But we were watching some TV or playing a game. We're doing something. I can't remember. But we paused in order to go celebrate the new year. And I think we were just playing games. I was just playing Spider-Man. Marion was playing some Mario 3D All-Stars. And
oh, nice. Which one is she playing through?
She's still on 64.
Sweet.
But the like 10-minute mark hit. And we decided to go outside. And it was so freezing cold that night. I mean, cold for San Antonio.
Yes.
At least. I think it was like 37 out, which I know that's not cold for many places, but San Antonio is not well equipped for the weather. And so I think I had on like a short sleeve and some pants and Marion was in like pajamas. So she had like shorts on and everything. We go and we're like, ah, this is freezing. And she went and got a blanket and everything, but we were standing out there and thankfully two of our neighbors decided to come out at the same time. And so it wasn't just like us by ourselves in the street. It was some of our neighbors out there and some folks on the street over were firing off some illegal fireworks out into the sky. So we had like a bunch of really close fireworks.
Oh, very good.
And you look off in the distance and everyone in San Antonio is doing the same thing. The whole city is just covered with fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
But it had rained that night, so there was not really any fire risk. So that was fun. Also, our neighbor across our street has those smart LED Christmas lights that are programmable. Like the ones that you can send like waves of color through, or you can set them on, like, patterns. He's kind of a geek like me, and he's got a computer in his garage that he runs custom software on to control all his lights. And it took him like a long time to put them up last year, so uses them year round. So like, at Valentine's, he has all these pink heart patterns. At Thanksgiving, they were all like fall and autumn colors, and they would have like an image of a turkey go by and everything. So he's got all of these like really complex LED lights all over his house, and he had a big countdown on his house, like, of the numbers. And then whenever it hit zero, the house like burst into, you know, LED fireworks.
That's all over awesome. The house. Oh my word. I want my house to be a countdown.
It was really cool having not prepared it at all. Like, literally just walking outside with 5 minutes till the new year with no plan. We actually got a really cool countdown celebration.
Uh-huh. You need to not move. Or if you do move, like, ask everyone in the area, like, hey, you have any plans for turning the front of your house into a countdown on New Year's?
I actually just started talking with this guy across the street only recently and found out he's a big fan of Dragon Ball. So we were bonding over some of the Dragon Ball fighters that I was playing.
Oh, my word. You have a Dragon Ball neighbor?
Well, I've known that for a while because he's had a sticker of the characters on the back of his car since I moved in. But I've just never talked to him about it. But apparently, like, he watches it with his kids and his wife, and they just love Dragon Ball.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Dude, that's like your dream neighbor, is it not?
A geeky guy that decks out his house in programmable LEDs and talks about Dragon Ball. Yeah, kind of.
Or would you prefer a neighbor that plays Yu-Gi-Oh? Which one is better?
Probably Dragon Ball.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought. Even though Yu-Gi-Oh was your top Nintendo game of the year.
Yes, playing Yu-Gi-Oh by myself is the top Nintendo game of the year for 2020. Oof. Well, I did get some fun Christmas gifts that will contribute to the video game playing. So if you haven't seen already, patient listeners, I have been a fair bit more active on my personal Twitch stream over at twitch.tv/snugglyninja. So I'd love to see you guys hop in there and say hello at some point. You can follow and see when I'm streaming. But the reason for that is in part because I was gifted a new capture card, so I'm able to stream my console games more easily, which has led to some fun streams of both the Spider-Man Miles Morales for PlayStation 4, which I'll talk more about that in a minute.
Wait, have you been streaming that?
I streamed it like once or twice.
Oh, okay. I never
saw
that. Most of
it I've been playing offline. I streamed a little bit of it yesterday for like an hour and a half. That was about it.
Huh.
What I've been streaming more of, funny enough, is a little game called Pikmin 2. Because I played through all of Pikmin 1 last year, and then I'm really excited to play Pikmin 3 on the Switch, but I wanted to play 2 just to see what it was like, just to complete that little gap in my gaming history. And it's like $100 to buy on GameCube. It's like a collector's item. It's crazy hard to get Pikmin 2. I've been asking my friends if they had old copies, and like, no one I know owns Pikmin 2. And I'm kind of bummed about it, but they do have the option to download it. Download the Wii version of the GameCube game on the Wii U downloadable shop for $20.
What?
So on the Nintendo Wii U, you can purchase Wii games like the Metroid Prime trilogy.
I don't know if I knew that. Wii port games?
Yes.
Yeah.
But when you launch them, it just launches into a Wii virtual console. And then
That's right. Yeah, they're just emulators. I thought they shut down that store. I didn't realize that was still up.
That's still going, yeah. Wow. The Miiverse is shut down, so there's no like social features, but the store is still up. So I purchased the Wii version of Pikmin 2, which itself is a port of the GameCube game where they added motion controls.
Wait, no, the Wii Shop channel shut down January of last year.
That's the Wii Shop channel.
But so you can buy Wii games through the Wii U shop, and it puts it into the Wii...
No. You're misunderstanding. This is a Wii U SKU. This is a Wii U game. But when you buy it on the Wii U and you download it on the Wii U and then you click play, it launches into a Wii emulator.
Oh, okay. And $20, you said?
Yes.
Very nice. That's much cheaper than $100. At least five times.
Coincidentally, the same price as Pikmin 3 on the Wii U if you wanted to download that one.
Oh, that's funny. Remember when they took that off the store because the new one was coming out?
Yeah, and then people got real mad and they put it back up.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, I have been streaming some Pikmin 2. It's been very fun. I like that game a lot. It's weird because it's the first game is all about that timer of like, you have 30 days to complete it. And like every day is like, you want to be as efficient as possible to complete it. And I didn't have any challenge. Like when I was a kid, I would feel panicked about that 30 days of like, if I didn't do anything today, I wasted the day and I'm going to fail the mission. And it sucked.
Just
I was
like real life.
I was so stressed as a kid. As an adult, I think I beat it in like 13 days, the Pikmin one. Like I beat it way faster than the suggested time. It wasn't that hard. You have plenty of room for error in Pikmin 1 if you are a capable adult playing the game. But Pikmin 2, they do something interesting where there's still the day and night like mechanic, but there's no time limit. So you can take as many days as you need to complete it. I guess they wanted to take away the stress from like kids, which makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But on top of that, they've added like these little dungeons into the levels. And when you go into a dungeon, it's way different than the main game because you only go in with the Pikmin that you start with. You're not like getting new Pikmin in there. And when you're in there, time stops completely. So you can spend as long as you want in this dungeon completing the dungeon, and it doesn't count towards your day timer. So, like, I'll be out in the overworld running around trying to, like, complete all these objectives and get all of these, like, treasures or whatever. And then it'll be like, oh, the day's almost ending. Get back to your ship. And I'll, like, gather all my Pikmin together and run for this dungeon. It'll be like 10, 9, 8, and I'll go in the dungeon. And it'll let me do the whole dungeon before the day ends. It's really weird.
That seems like an oversight.
I think it's intentional because they want the, it's like, it's kind of like the shrines from Breath of the Wild. Honestly, it reminds me of that, of like, oh, you know, you can kind of step out of this big open world area and like do this little mini puzzle or mini boss fight and then you're done.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to keep playing it. I'm going to keep streaming it. I really, really enjoy it. It's super fun.
Well, that's cool. I have not caught any of those streams yet because I'd always been busy. But that was, you didn't buy it on the Wii Shop, right? You had your GameCube version of it that you... ripped
of Pikmin 1?
Pikmin 2?
No, Pikmin 2 I bought through the Wii U.
Oh, okay.
Because I didn't have a copy. I was trying to get a GameCube copy, and I could not find it anywhere.
Okay. Were both Pikmin 1 and 2 on the GameCube?
Yes.
Wow. I remember those days when people made sequels for the same console.
Hey, Breath of the Wild 2's coming.
Oh, that's true. Okay, yeah.
The Wii got Twilight Princess and Skyward Sword, even though Twilight Princess was a GameCube game.
Mm-hmm. Man, those were the days when there were multiple Mario Party games on one console. Ugh, I think up to three. I think the GameCube might have had three.
Mario Party 1 through 3 was on the N64. The GameCube got 4, 5, 6, 7, and that was it. 8 was on the Wii.
Okay, so three. Wow, that's insane.
No, 4, 5, 6, 7, that's 4.
Four
on the GameCube.
It was four? It had four, yeah. Too? Oh, my word. Okay,
four, five, wow. Six, and seven were all on the GameCube.
Nowadays, we're lucky to have one Mario Party game on the Wii, on the Switch, and it kind of stinks.
Mario Party ain't what they used to be. Or, you know, we're just not 8 years old anymore.
I don't think that's it. I think if they made, like, a remaster of seven, I would eat that game up. Oh, my word. Seven was amazing. Or at least, like I said, in my brain it was when I was younger. But I remember that game being huge.
I remember the curve being like, I jumped in at Mario Party 2, and I remember 2 was great, 3 was great, 4 was new because it was on GameCube, so that just made it special, right?
Mm-hmm.
5 was the pinnacle. The peak Mario Party is 5. You take it better than 5.
I've never played 5.
And 6 and 7 were like a little too gimmicky, and then 8 was on the Wii, so it was like everyone would play it because it's on the Wii, so it's like its own thing. But all the Wii remote waggling, soda drinking, and all those
yes. Okay, yeah, and then they included the microphone with Mario Party 6.
Yep,
but I got 7, which also used the microphone.
Yeah, those are very, very. They're fun. They're just a little gimmicky. 7 was the one that had the 8-player mode where you both share a controller.
Oh, so good. Good stuff.
All right. So that's Pikmin from me. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I want to say about Pikmin 2. I mean, you haven't ever played a Pikmin game, right?
Nope. I still haven't played the one I got for Christmas.
Okay. Well, at this rate, I'll beat Pikmin 2 and then we can play Pikmin 3 together. Except I'm sure it doesn't have online because it's Nintendo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that probably not.
Unfortunately. But before I talk about more about other games I've been playing, I want to hear more about from you. So you said Animal Crossing, but is there anything else?
Just that I've been playing recently.
Yeah.
I got Donut County again.
Oh. You were slow because you wait. You already owned it.
I owned it on the Switch when it came out. I bought it on the Switch. It was on sale on PlayStation for I think $3.
Wow!
And I was like, this game was really fun. So I got it, and on a lunch break this week, I beat the whole thing and got every trophy for it. And so I got the platinum trophy over like an hour, my hour long lunch break. And then I deleted it because I'm like, I'm done. I beat it. I got everything there is to do. It's a fun little thing.
Isn't that a game that girlfriend of the podcast Miranda would want to play?
I think so. Yeah. That's another reason why I picked it up is because I was like, maybe she would want to try it.
You got to reinstall it, man. Leave it on there.
It might still be on my Switch. That probably makes more sense to, because I take my Switch with me where I go a lot of places.
That game's really good. If you haven't heard of it, Donut County, that's the game. It's very, very, very simple. I remember when it first came out, people were praising it for how easy it was for people who don't normally play games or use controllers to like play it super easily.
Oh, you said they were praising it?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. They said they were scolding it. I was like,
no,
what?
No, that is super duper easy to pick up for like people who are intimidated by games or like even kids could play it super easily. But it's still really fun. And it's a little puzzle game where you basically control a hole. And you're trying to find things to consume into the hole to make it larger, but it's got a really fun group of characters and story and everything.
Very simple concept, but still like super duper fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Have you played Hades yet?
No.
Why?
I've been playing my Christmas gifts, actually.
If I buy you Hades, will you play it?
Probably not. I mean,
here's an extra Christmas gift. Play Hades.
I mean, I do want to get the achievement compatible version at some point in my life. I'm just hoping that it'll come to PlayStation or something. But if it does, they probably want a lot of cross saves, so maybe not. Hey, I played Genshin Impact though.
What? You played it for how long?
I forgot to put that in my notes. I played it for like an hour.
Okay. What'd you think? I mean, did you like actively not like it or is it just not great yet?
It could just be that I just didn't get to a point where you do enough stuff to like it. Like I got up to the point where it was like right after I got the glider and I fought the first dragon boy.
Okay, that fight's really cool, right? Doesn't that fight look real, real good?
Mm-hmm. And then that's when you unlock all the gacha stuff. And I spent like 10 minutes looking through all that and I was like, oh no.
Don't worry about it. Yeah, don't worry about that stuff.
I'm worrying about it from the standpoint of like I don't want the game to be harder because it's balanced towards wanting to spend a lot of money.
No,
if that makes sense.
It's like imagine Heroes of the Storm, right? Like you get good characters from that, but you can play the game and it be balanced with the starting characters. Heroes of the Storm gives you Muradin or Jaina, right? And like, I might want to play Mal'Ganis more than I want to play Muradin. So yeah. I want to get Mal'Ganis, but I can still play top tier high level with Muradin. It's just, they play very differently. The characters play very differently.
Okay. Well, that's good to hear. That's kind of what made me turn it off is I was like, this is where they want you to spend money to actually get to play the game. So that's when I shut it off.
Mm-mm. The characters it gives you are perfectly decent. The only thing I will say is they don't give you one of every element. And there are some elements where like, oh, you know what? They start you off with wind and then you get lightning, fire, and ice pretty quick. But
I got the fire one.
Wait, what?
I got the fire lady with the bow.
Oh, fire lady. Yeah. So you get her and then soon you'll get a lightning and an ice person. But that means that you won't have like an earth person for a little while. And I'm trying to think what other elements there even are.
Will there be some zones where it's like, oh, earth is more effective here or something like that?
Every element always interacts with at least two other elements. So you should have something, but like you may not be able to do all of the combos.
Okay.
But you can get a lot of the characters just by playing. I mean, I have opened easily like 100 boxes, but never purchased them outright with currency. I've always, I got the currency via the subscription or just playing the game. I got a whole lot. And if you log in and you check the little events that they send you, they give out the currency a whole lot.
Okay. Okay. Interesting.
I will have to follow up with you on the Genshin Impact. That sounds like fun.
Yeah. Well, if I pick it up again.
We can walk around and two-player play it. And that's another thing, too. Even if you just have, like, two characters out of the four that you really like, and you invest in those and upgrade those, then you could do multiplayer, and I could jump in with... You could just be using two characters, you know?
Ooh. Very fancy.
And I'd bring in two of my own. Genshin. Did not expect that one. I can't believe you played Genshin before Hades.
Is that weird?
That's weird.
It's probably because he was on my PlayStation, and I was like, I'm still having a blast with my PlayStation. I got Watch Dogs 3 for Christmas, as I mentioned. This is one of my main topics for today. I got Watch Dogs 3 for Christmas from my buddy Sam. Mm-hmm. I beat it. I was having so much fun playing it. Also, it does not hesitate to astound me. How do you say that in normal words?
Okay. I don't know. It astounds you?
It astounds me. It astounds me how stinking similar every single Ubisoft game is. Like, wow. They have picked a genre and they do not want to leave it. You got your open world. You got your zones on the map that are like red. You got your millions of collectibles. And then your story mode that's just scattered across the map. Like, oh my word. I was playing it. I was like, I feel like I'm playing Watch Dogs 1 from 5 years ago. Or I've never played an Assassin's Creed game. And I'm like, this is probably exactly what Assassin's Creed game is like, except with more knife. And
similar, yeah, for sure.
And just a different story. But I like this version because I like the hacking side of it, where you can like hack into cameras and you can have a little controllable spider bot, which is so much fun. I played like most of the game using the little spider bot, just like running around, hiding under shelves, and then walking out and zapping someone face off.
Nice.
That was a lot of fun.
Nice.
So I finally beat that, and it was fun. I loved it. It was really good.
Is Watch Dogs good enough that I should go back and play the first one? Because I have 1 and 2 from the Epic Games when they gave it away for free. I already own them.
I liked the first one. I remember hearing that the general consensus was that people didn't, or there was a lot of things they didn't like about the first one.
Yeah, I get like a solid but kind of meh response on the first one. I hear the second one's really good.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I've heard the second one's really good.
Oh, I should play the second one now. I should go from 3 to 2 because I also have the second one on Epic.
Oh, did you never play it?
Mm-mm. No, oh. I played the first and now the third.
I heard that people really like the second one. And then the third one so far, I mean, it's not been out very long, but I've heard that like it's not like the story goes some... They try to do things with it different than the second one and it doesn't really work out well, but it's still fun to play, I guess.
I thought it was fine. I thought the story was cool. It's a lot of different things happening. I thought the reveal at the end was kind of boring.
Okay.
Like the big baddie. I was like, huh? So, you know, what are you going to do? But okay. I played the first one when it came out. I liked it enough to beat it. So, but maybe that was just the novel of having a hacky game where you can hack cars and stuff.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
But heck, if the second one is like really good, apparently you should play that one first. Apparently I should play that one first. Looking forward to playing that on my computer with a good frame rate.
Pull a Pikmin 2 before you play Pikmin 3, except yours would be after. You're going back.
Oh, yeah. I should play Pikmin 3 and then 2 and then 1.
It's the same thing you did with the Mario games where you started with Galaxy and then you were like, I don't want to go play the other ones because they're not going to be as good because they're using older technology.
Galaxy on the Switch was so good. That was like a magical experience of life. It was like stinking magical.
I have a new Switch game that I've been playing that I got
really?
For Christmas.
Yes. Oh, yeah, what's that?
I was given the choice from my wife between Pikmin 3,
ooh,
which I did not
choose Christmas gift
because I wanted to finish Pikmin 2. Instead, I got Hyrule Warriors Age of Calamity.
Mm, yes, you mentioned that.
Yeah, because I tried out the demo before Christmas, and then I was like, you know what, I think this is fun. I think I want to play it. So I put a couple hours into it, and I am liking it. I'm digging it. I like the variety of the different characters. And, like, some of the things that they get away with in this game, I'm like, this is just bonkers that this isn't a Zelda game. Like,
what? Like, what?
Like, okay, so each of the characters, you have, like, combos of, like, light attack, heavy attack, whatever. Kind of like Monster Hunter. It's actually not too far off from Monster Hunter in the, like, combo systems. But instead of different weapons, you have different characters that have completely different combos and mechanics. But the thing that really like tripped me up to think like, what am I even what am I even watching? Was all the characters can use the Sheikah tablet skills from Breath of the Wild, so that they have a bomb, they have a stasis, they have a cryo, and they have a magnetism one, right? But like when you're playing as Link, they kind of just do what you expect from Breath of the Wild, right? So bombs, he just takes some bombs and he throws them, right? And they blow up. The stasis one will freeze enemies, he can slash them. The magnet one, he'll like rip weapons out of enemies' hands and hit them with it. And the ice one, he just makes a pillar, and you can like have charging enemies hit the pillar. So it's like, all right, cool, I get this. And then you switch to the other characters and they have the same buttons. And I was like, oh, cool, I want to throw a bomb here. But they do really different things. Like the second character you get is the ninja Impa, and she's my favorite so far. She's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
But like her bomb, she's not. Oh, I don't know. She might be snuggly.
Oh, okay.
They haven't touched on that in the story yet. I'll get back to you on that.
It'll be the DLC.
And when you find her in Breath of the Wild and she's that decrepit old lady, she's snuggly.
But, oh, okay.
Like her bomb is like a vortex that sucks people in and then explodes. And like her ice, instead of raising up like a pillar that just sits there, you raise up the pillar and you can hit a button and literally get on it and ride it around and like hit people with it. And it looks ridiculous. And I was like, oh, this is ridiculous.
Pillar
I
can't of believe what? You're doing this.
The ice, the cryo pillar.
Oh, okay.
Huh. That when you summon it, there's a button that just says ride, and if you hit the ride button, you just hop on and you just start flying around on it and you can hit people with it. And I'm like, oh wow, this is goofy, I love this. And then it got even worse. Zelda as a playable character, her whole even her regular attacks, she's using the tablet. So like her combo is like grab a box and smack you with it and then freeze you and hit you with ice, and like everything's built into that. So when it comes time to actually use her powers that use the tablet, they're way crazy. Her bomb, the first time I did it, my jaw dropped. When you summon Zelda's bomb, a giant, like twice the size of a person bomb pops out, grows spider legs, and then you temporarily control the bomb as you move it around, and it's just shooting other bombs out of it. And then when it's done shooting other bombs out of it, it explodes.
Oh, my.
And that's just like a regular attack you can do once every like 10 seconds. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely nuts. And I love it. And I love that it's in a Zelda game. And it's like a joke. It's like a Zelda joke that someone's telling on like some crazy YouTube video. But it's actually happening in a Nintendo licensed game. And it's hilarious.
Dude, I bet that makes you excited to unlock new characters just to see what they can do. Because I've seen a few clips before the game came out. They were like teasing characters. Yeah. So I have a bit of an idea of what you mean, where it's like you watch it and you're like, what? what the heck just happened? Okay.
So like I just did a mission where I had to go find the champion of the bird people, the Rudo. And so you're going to go find the champion of the bird people. So you show up at their village, and then the mission takes place because they're like, oh no, we're under attack, and they start attacking you. And so because it's a game where like you regularly are fighting like 300 to 400 enemies, like it's just like Link and Zelda and Impa. And then there's like 400 bird people attacking you.
Oh no.
And you're just slaughtering them. I'm like, this is not a Zelda approach to things, right? Like, there's no diplomacy. I'm just throwing bombs at your head and then slashing you, and I'm like slaying them and capturing territory. And I'm like, these poor bird people have families, and I'm killing them all.
Territory? Oh my word, that's hilarious.
And then you beat the boss fight, you get to the end, and they're like, oh, we thought that you were attacking us because of these reasons. Like, it was like an all a big misunderstanding kind of thing. And I was like, the princess as an ambassador, the princess of Hyrule as an ambassador to these bird people just killed like hundreds of them.
Yeah, pan over to like the graveyard that you've created. And like there's flags in your face from all the territory that you've captured. Like, oh, sorry, it's my land now anyways.
Yeah, by peaceful ambassador trip, I actually meant a conquering warpath where you're now part of the Hylian Empire.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you've been conquered.
This is why we talk first and then fight. You chose fight first, so I own you guys now. Sorry.
What's great is that at the same moment, they give you the option to branch out to any of the four champions. So I have the other three champions' missions left.
Oh, that's cool.
So I'm curious to how many misunderstandings are going to lead to slayings of 100 of the Zora people and the Gerudo people and the Goron people. Like,
oh, no. They're just all the same thing. They're all just like, oh, enemies, attack.
Yeah. I have not clicked this button yet. I'm very curious to, but there is a button on the main menu that says two-player mode, which intrigues me. This is not the kind of game
fun.
It's not the kind of game Marion normally plays, but it is the it is a game where because it's in the Warriors series, like Dynasty Warriors, you actively have like the whole battlefield going at once, and you're just in one small part of it, like capturing an objective or something.
Mm-hmm.
But you have the other characters on the battle doing things that are AI controlled, and you can give them orders, or you could switch to them at any point. So like, it's actually really fun because it'll be like, oh, I need to go capture these two objectives, so I'll send Zelda over here while Link goes over here. I'll capture it as Link, and then I don't have to run all the way over to the other part of the map. I just hit a button and I'm taking over Zelda, who's in the middle of a fight with like the boss of the other objective.
Mm-hmm.
And then while I'm fighting him, I've told Link to move on to the third objective. So I'm just like rapidly switching between all of my commanders, taking over when they're doing something important.
It's like an RTS almost, but only controlling three characters.
Very, very light. Very, very light RTS. I don't want to offend anyone by calling the Warrior series an RTS, but
it's an RTS MOBA.
No, it is not any of these things.
It's a three-player MOBA. You control the whole team at once.
Okay. We'll go with that definition. But I'm going to love getting more into that game. I think it'll be fun to try two-player mode out and see where it goes. Did some challenge side quests, which seemed good. I figured I booted it up and I was like, this is a Nintendo game, which means it's easily completable by children. So I'm going to bump up the difficulty right away. And nice. I'm glad I did. It was fun still.
That's good.
Like, I've lost once or twice.
I've heard multiplayer is only local multiplayer, unfortunately, because I would have loved to play it online if I ever get it with you. But no, only local. So enjoy it with your wife sometime.
It makes sense, though. It honestly does, because I mean, I imagine the Switch is being pushed hard enough that it is rendering like these hundreds of enemies and all of these crazy animations and stuff. The idea of having two like split screen versions of this going on is probably very difficult for the hardware, but then like trying to build a whole server client connection thing between these.
I
can see why they didn't try to put in like online multiplayer with netcode and all that stuff,
because that takes effort. And Nintendo hates effort when it comes to online.
Huh. I mean, children don't play video games on the internet. Everybody knows
true.
This.
That also might be a big factor.
Except for all the children that play games on the internet.
Like, honestly, though, owning a console, it's hard to find someone else just like in your friend zone that also has that thing. I'm glad I have you and a few other people, you know, to play games with, honestly. Because, you know, growing up, I didn't know anyone with a DS. I didn't know anyone with a GameCube. Right. I didn't know anyone with a 3DS. And it was very sad.
Knew me.
I guess that, but not like, we couldn't like play games together.
Right.
On any of those.
I think
we play Animal Crossing though on 3DS. But, mm-hmm. But I digress.
So Hyrule Warriors, big fun. I'm a big fan of it. I'll have to get back to it in future weeks and let you know how that develops. I have been rapidly jumping. So Pikmin 2 I've only been streaming, so I haven't been playing that too much, but I do want to play it more. Hyrule Warriors has been it was my plan for while I was in the hospital room waiting for my wife's surgery to be completed to just play that for hours. Instead, I just continued to play hours and hours of Hades.
What? Are you for real?
Yeah.
Oh my word. I thought you beat it. You said you did everything.
I've almost done everything. I've done most of everything, but I've not done everything. Still discovering new things. There's still characters that I need to like finish their storylines, and there are still like upgrades I haven't found, like temporary upgrades. There's like lists of upgrades that you can get, and there are achievements for getting all of them at least once.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Throughout all of your runs. So I'm still trying to finish off those little achievements they have in there, and I'm really enjoying it. I've lost hope that there's like a secret boss or that there's like
right.
some bonus mechanic that I haven't discovered yet. I do think I've finally seen all the content, but I will say they have a system after you beat the game where you can add additional challenges, and you are required to do so in order to continue unlocking things. You have to like pick from a list of these like things that make it harder, and the more you add, the more points it's worth and you get more bonuses. But one of the things you can do just makes the bosses harder, and by adding some new like environmental hazard, or they have a new attack pattern they didn't have before, or whatever.
That's cool.
And to to get that for the final boss, you have to literally unlock it as a separate item, and you have to like spend currency to unlock it, and there's like a cutscene around it. And so I unlocked it a while ago. I never activated it, but I activated it for the first time the other day, and it was the first time I had lost a run in 15 runs.
Whoa. So very difficult.
Very difficult final boss. So that's like now in my mind is like the thing I want to do is like beat this final boss with the bonus on it.
Cool. Yeah, I like that. That's cool that they have a cutscene associated with that.
Mm-hmm. Some sort of dialogue to recognize that you have purchased the very difficult challenge option.
Man, that is a huge testament to how good this game is, that you're still playing it even though you've been given other games, other brand new experiences for Christmas, and you still like going back to this one.
It's good.
Must be a good video game.
It's a very good video game.
I should try it sometime.
You should try it sometime.
I should.
All right. Before I gush about Spider-Man, what have you been up to?
I have been playing my other Christmas gift that I got for other Christmas because I beat Watch Dogs. I said, it's time to move on. And actually, in order to play this, I actually picked up a second PS5 controller because, as we stated earlier in the podcast on another episode, you can't use your PS4 controllers for PS5 games because
that'd be too easy.
You need to use the next gen capabilities.
You got to get those haptic triggers, man.
Which is literally just haptics in the controller. I got one because I wanted to play this other Christmas gift with...
What is it?
Girlfriend of the podcast, Miranda. And it is Sackboy: A Big Adventure.
Oh, that's fun.
I did. It is...
Wait, that game runs on PS4.
I got the PS5 one, though.
PS5. But you can't use a PS5 controller with the game that PS4 controller with the game that literally has a PS4 version.
Yeah, if I had bought the PS4 version, I could have used my PS4 controller, but I got the PS5 version for Christmas. And I was thinking about this the other day. I was like, I should have asked for the PS4 version for Christmas because you can still play the PS5 version for free, but I would have installed both versions. Played the PS4 version to use my old controllers, and then transfer the save over when I'm playing by myself.
So wait, you can't, it doesn't recognize that you have the PS5 version and let you go download the PS4 one? It's only
correct.
The other way around?
It's only a one-way upgrade. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
At least I'm pretty sure. I can double-check that sometime.
This is all a nightmare. Computers were a mistake.
Yes. But anyways, I have been having so much fun playing this game, and this is you introduced me to Little Big Planet 1 back in like 2009
loved that game
or something on PS3. That was the reason I got into PlayStation at all. So I was very excited that they I don't think they made it. I don't think this is the first party Little Big Planet game. I think they outsourced another company to do this one while they work on Dreams. Because that's kind of their big game right now.
Media Molecule, that is.
Yeah, so I was like kind of skeptical going into it. I'm like, it won't have that Media Molecule touch of love. No, they nailed it. This game is
really
so good. And the controls are so good. The gameplay is so good. The levels are so good. Level design is so good. Everything about this game, so good. It still goes up to 4 players. But of course, I can't use my PS4 controllers. And I'm not buying 2 more PS5 controllers. No, thank you. So, unfortunately, I
just
can't
gotta find friends that have PS5s and tell them to bring their controllers.
There's one thing harder than finding friends. It's finding friends with a PS5.
I thought you were just gonna say finding a PS5.
Well, that too. Yeah, two things harder: finding a PS5 and then finding friends with a PS5. Yeah. Oh my word! But I've been playing that with my girlfriend and. I've been having a blast. I think she's been having a blast too. She says she's been having a blast. So if I take her word for it, which I should, then we've both been having a blast playing it. And
good.
I'm actually blown away by like how good she is at it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's killing it. And I'm sitting there playing and like I'll die. And I'm like, I'll like have this moment where I sit back and I'm just like, I thought I was the video game guy. Like there was one level where I died like 4 times and she died once. And I was like, it's like, what?
This is supposed to be the thing that I've wasted my entire life doing.
Exactly. Like, wait. Oh, no. I spent my whole life playing video games, and apparently it's all been for nothing. that my my girlfriend who loves playing Among Us for the little mini games is doing better at a platformer.
You don't have to hate on Among Us just because you're a bitter person.
I'm not
hating
on Among Us. I also like Among Us because of the mini games, but I'm just saying doing a 2D mini game does not exactly transfer over to a 3D platformer. But apparently it does because she's doing great. And like, so I'm having so much fun playing it with her. And I'm actually doing the very rare Jordan thing where I'm not progressing in the game if I'm not playing it with her.
You're saving it. Wow. Yes.
So we'll play through some levels. I'll go home, and then in like 30 minutes, I'll replay all those levels and get like every collectible in them and beat them without dying. And then I'll be like, I can't wait to play again to get more levels. So much fun.
Wow.
Oh, so you know good.
So this is interesting because I went through the transformation from non-gamer to gamer with my wife because she always liked games, but she never really played many of them as a kid. And then I started playing games with her and she was like, how do I push a stick to move my character's head around? This makes no sense. You know, how do I hit this button to jump? She had to go through all of that. And you've gotten to experience that through the years as she's played Overwatch with us and that kind of thing and how she's gotten much better at all this stuff. But, jumping for the longest time. Jumping was always the thing she was worst at in every game ever. And it was always fun to tease her about that. But then she played a ton of Mario Odyssey. And now she's playing a ton of Mario 64.
Jump Simulator, the game.
A bajillion different Mario games. And now she's like pretty decent at jumping. And so it's funny hearing you talk about like, oh yeah, my girlfriend, like she doesn't really play games all that often. But we played Sackboy, which is a 3D platformer.
3D platformer!
And she's like beating me at it. And I was like, okay, maybe it's not just like a general thing. Maybe it's just my wife that had trouble jumping forever.
Well, I think you're right at some point. Cause like, I'll ask my girlfriend to play like Animal Crossing. Cause I love Animal Crossing. And she's like, I don't remember what the pickup button is or the menu button. So like, she still struggles with like what button to do.
Right.
So I was in shock when she's just like running and jumping perfectly fine in Sackboy Big Adventure. I was like, okay, joystick skills, bing, like, mark that off, apparently.
Like, Super Mario Brothers had it right, man. You move and you jump, it's one button, you got it.
I'm realizing that's like the, must be a big hurdle, is like you and I, we know you need to get the up, down, left, right. The down one is usually select, the right one is usually cancel. Sometimes up is menu, sometimes left is menu, sometimes left is pickup, you know?
Or if you're in Japan, in which case the top one is usually back.
And
the right one.
Or left is attack. Like, that's what it is in Sackboy.
Right.
But, so, like...
Wait, you're attacking things in Sackboy?
Yes! Yeah, you have an attack button, and there's enemies, and you need to jump on them. Things? Like, it's like a full platformer. It's like, imagine Mario 3D World, but with Sackboy.
Okay.
Yeah. It's... Well, Mario 3D... You don't have a tech button, but you have enemies, basically.
There's the cat can like swipe.
Okay, yeah. That's basically it. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm loving it. I love it so much.
Cool. Well, the game I've been playing the most for my Christmas goodies, I mentioned it earlier, was Spider-Man Miles Morales on the PS4, and that I am shocked at how little I have to say about it because it's more Spider-Man. Like,
mm-hmm.
Spider-Man. Was
it's
a
good.
Fantastic video game.
Uh-huh.
What if they did more of that, but you had lightning powers and could turn invisible?
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah, Miles has some additional powers. And so, like, it's just more of that. And it's not as much, because it's like a shorter game, right?
Yeah.
In fact, I think that if I do play it more this weekend, I will probably end up beating it.
And oh, like, wow. Oh, my
nearly 100%ing it, because I've been doing all the side missions. I've been doing all the collectibles. I've also been playing a lot, because again, this weekend has been very dead, just sitting around time. But like, I'll be playing it for 3 or 4 hours at a time. But I am blowing my way through it. It's still super fun. It's the same as the previous game, like all the same combos, right? Like you can lift them up in the air and punch them up there and web them up and smack them down into the ground and they get stuck to the ground. You can dodge, and it has a skill tree and level ups, but it's simplified, right? Like, I don't remember the original game how high level you could get, but I think this game looks like it's going to cap out at about level 20, and I think I'm like level 16 right now.
Huh.
I've gotten all but 3 or 4 of the skills. I've unlocked every suit except for the ones that require you to beat the game or play it in New Game Plus. They have some skills and suits and stuff that are only available in New Game Plus, which I thought was interesting, because it's like
that
most
is
people
weird.
Probably aren't going to ever see that stuff, you know?
Yeah.
but they have a Into the Spider-Verse costume.
Going to ask if you got that one.
It's amazing.
I only want to play the game with that one. It looked so good.
Yeah, did you see the different options to modify the visuals and the audio?
No.
So, you remember how in Spider-Man, when you're playing it, you buy new suits and the suits come with new options, right? Mm-hmm. But you don't have to use the option with that suit.
Yeah.
So, you can select which like modification you want separate from the visuals of the suit. Well, the modification that the Spider-Verse costume gets you, there's two of them. One of them changes, it just says it changes the world to look like another universe, right? And then the second one, it changes the audio to be from another universe or whatever. But what it actually does is whatever suit you have it on when you equip it, if you equip the visual one on the suit, it changes your character animations to be in low frame rate.
Mm-hmm.
Like in Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
So the rest of the world is still moving normal frame rate, and then there's Spider-Man in the middle of it doing like these weird hand-drawn like kicks and flips, and honestly, I really don't like it.
I didn't know that could transfer over to other suits. That sounds really janky. Yeah.
It's just like a
stop motion.
Yeah. So just whatever suit you have on, you can throw this modification onto it and then just be like slow-mo flipping around, kicking people. And like, it's kind of novel. It's fun for a few minutes, but I turned it off. I actually kept the audio one though, because one of the things it does is whenever you impact someone, the little comic book baps and bops fly off of them. So
no.
I'll be in a fight and it'll just be like thwip, bamf, bop, pow as I'm like punching these guys. These
That's
little like
awesome.
Comic book things are flying off of them.
Wow.
It's super fun.
I'm looking forward to playing that game because I also got it for Christmas.
Oh, cool. Congratulations.
But I'll probably play that after Sackboy.
I imagine you got the Ultimate Edition on PS5.
No.
Oh, really?
No, I got the cheap edition.
Oh, but still on PS5?
Yeah.
Doesn't the ultimate upgrade give you Spider-Man on PS5 as well?
Yes, it gives you the remastered of the first one for an extra, I think, $20. But like, I already played the first one, so like for Christmas, I was like, I just want the cheap one because I don't need first game again remastered because I've already beaten it. Also, I don't really want to play through it again where he has a different face. I didn't like that change. I liked how this was its own unique Spider-Man character,
right?
And then they're like, let's make him look like the real one. It's like, well, no, I don't. I fell in love with this one. We went through hard times. I beat the game twice with this guy. I don't want to just throw him to the curb.
Yeah, I didn't like it because they have some Peter Parker in this game, and it's the new one. And I was like, this is a different guy.
Oh no, it uses the new one. Oh,
yeah.
Of course.
Dang. I started wondering if that's maybe where a lot of this came from, is that they needed new motion capture for Miles Morales and the old guy wasn't available.
Mm-hmm.
That would be kind of a bad reason to do it with the new guy, especially because then it's like, then they went through and they changed all of the old game to be with the new guy. So it's probably more motivation than that, but
that
I'm definitely
must have
not
been
a fan of
so much work, honestly.
New Peter. Yeah.
Crazy.
Well, once you have the model down, you can just apply the same animations on top of it, but maybe not for the facial stuff. The facial animation, you probably need to redo that.
That makes sense.
But yeah, it's weird to have the new Peter Parker. I like Miles. I like the story. I mean, it's when I say it's more Spider-Man, like it's all the same quality. Like all of the story is the same quality. The characters are still good. The gameplay's fun. The city's great. Swinging is great. The powers are great. The side missions are great. I like Spider-Man. I mean, obviously, I have like Spider-Man things there. You saw my Spider-Man wall art. He's the best superhero ever. So of course, I'm gonna like Spider-Man. But I'm really happy playing Spider-Man. And also, okay, if you know me, Jordan, if you ever give me an option of like magical elemental powers, like I'm gonna say lightning, right? Like I'm a lightning guy.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's why I loved Infamous so much. Like, I am. That is at my core, I think. I am a lightning man. And so to give me Spider-Man with lightning powers is just, it's like playing Infamous, but you're also Spider-Man.
Lightning man.
How can you not like playing Infamous and Spider-Man in a game? It was literally made for me. It is good.
Now, here's a question. Why do you think it sold so poorly?
Did it sell poorly?
It sold atrociously compared to the first game.
I don't know. I wonder if people One, I think they did a really poor job of making you know that it was on PS4. I think they did a horrendous job of telling people it was on PS4. Like, I was surprised to hear that when I heard it.
Yeah, I texted you. I was like, wait, what? You can get this game? Like, it was like weeks after they announced it, too. Like, a month after they announced it.
Yeah, well, because it was announced as part of the PS5 reveal, wasn't it? And they were like, this is the game you'll be able to play on PS5. It's like, okay, no one can find a PS5. No one has it. And so, I think the majority of people out there don't realize that they can buy this game. Like, the PS4 is one of the best-selling consoles of all time. And, like, I don't think people know that you can get it on PS4. I think that's the major problem. Mm-hmm. I think that, besides that, the idea that it's like not a full game might be putting people off from it, but honestly, I am appreciating it because I've already swung around New York for dozens of hours.
Yeah.
Fighting missions, taking down stealth challenges, taking down bad guy bases. Like, this has all of those same ones, but there's just not as many. Like, there's like 25 find in the world or 35 find in the world collectibles. There's like 15 or not, there's 9 challenge missions only. There's like 3 combat, 3 stealth, and 3 speed challenges. That's it. There's like, I don't know how long the story is because I'm still in the middle of it, but yeah, like, I think it's way more manageable actually. Like yesterday I unlocked the final like list of collectibles. Like I triggered whatever cutscene I needed to hey, now that you've talked to me, go out into the world and you'll find like 10 of these places where you do this thing, right? And there were only 10 of them, and I did them all in the next hour.
Oh, nice. Hour and a half.
Like, I just went out and did all of those collectibles.
Spider-Man so, Light.
Like, yeah, it honestly feels really refreshing, because it's like, I don't want to play 30 hours of Spider-Man again. Because it is, it's the same combos, it's the same combat, it's the same stuff. But the stuff they've added is the lightning power. So, like, they have new enemies that have new weapons that react to you differently, and you have to use certain lightning powers to get past them and stuff like that. And the way they've combined the meter for your lightning abilities with the meter that you heal from, your focus meter. So, like, you have to decide, oh, I'm low health. Do I finish this guy off with a lightning attack, or do I heal myself, or that kind of thing. So, it's different, but it doesn't feel like a sequel. It feels like an expansion. And I like it, and I'm glad I'm playing it. But I can't think of a complaint I have with it. Like, it's short, but I like it being short. I like the characters. I like the story. All of it. It's just fun. It's a fun video game.
That's cool. Well, dude, I'm honestly, I kind of like hearing that it's like a nice little experience. Honestly, I my best guess, I like what you said, though, that people just didn't know that it's available to buy.
But yeah.
My first guess before that was that, personally speaking, I didn't know what it was. You know, like, they announced it, and I was like, is this a sequel? Is this a DLC?
That's also true. They did a really poor job explaining what it was when they announced it.
It's like, it's $40, but there's also a $70 one? Why do I... Or is it 60 or 70? I think it might be 70. The ultimate? Maybe it's 60. But I was like, it's only $40, so it's a short game, or do I want the more expensive one that comes with the other game, or did I need the other game to play it? I understand all that now, but I remember when it was announced, I had no idea what this game was. I thought... Well,
all that stuff came out later. When it was announced, all they said was, we're making a PS5, here are some games, boom, Spider-Man Miles Morales is coming out on PS5. That's all they said.
It was like that animation where he's like, meow, meow. Yeah.
And then, like, it took weeks for them to be like, oh, this is a $40 game. And then people were like, oh, this isn't a full sequel then. Like, that was a separate announcement. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, oh, it's going to come out on PS4 and PS5. And it's like, you should have mentioned that, right?
Like, yeah, for real, honestly.
But at the end of the day, I think it's fantastic. I have a good friend of mine with some kids that are really, really into Spider-Man like I am. And we bond over that. And I was realizing, I was like, you know what? I don't have that much more I'm going to be doing with my PS4, so, like, I would be totally down to just lend them a PS4 with Spider-Man and Miles Morales, and, like, how cool of a friend would I be? Because these kids are in, like, grade school. They're, like, 10 and, like, 8 or something like that. So it's like, how awesome would it be to be like, oh, man, Daniel's letting you borrow the PS4 and it has Spider-Man?
Yeah.
So I might do that.
That'd be cool.
I did get... God of War for the PS4 for Christmas. So I have not opened that yet.
Like the remastered edition?
No. not the remaster, but the new one. From like,
oh, okay. Oh, that's awesome.
From like 2 years ago. Yeah.
Who? Oh, sweet. Who got that for you?
That was something my parents did. It's not a very expensive game. It's kind of like Horizon Zero Dawn was, where it comes down to like $10 all the time.
Yeah,
so
yeah. Because it's like that PlayStation Classic Edition or something.
Yeah, so I don't think it was like a significant expense on their part. But that was really the last PS4 game I really wanted to play.
Dude, that's exciting. That's really exciting. Like, that's a good game. I haven't played it, but I've heard it's a good game. I own it through PS Plus. So honestly, I never thought... Oh, you don't have PS Plus, do you?
I don't.
Okay, never mind. Okay.
No. What were you going to ask?
If you had PS Plus, I was like, you could log on to my PS5 and do the thing that everyone else is doing so you could get all those 20 games to your account.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, what I'm doing is... I remember how I bought Horizon Zero Dawn like 3 years ago for Christmas and still haven't ever played it.
Oh, I thought you guys played it. At least Horizon Zero Dawn?
Yeah. I went through the tutorial for like 45 minutes and then never booted it up again. Mm. So the PS4, because I've been playing Spider-Man, it's up in my office now. And so I'm probably going to be playing that and streaming that more. And I want to finish Miles Morales. And I might then decide between Horizon or God of War and play one of those. And nice. Like, once I'm done with all of those, I have Last of Us Remastered. We played that for a few hours back at Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
But those are the only games I can think of that I actually want to play on PS4. I think I might be done with the PS4 after that, because it's like, I've played Bloodborne. Ghost of Tsushima. That would be the last one that I want to go pick up, is Ghost of Tsushima.
Dang, I like really how consoles to us are basically just a way to play version exclusives. Mm-hmm. And then apart from that, it's like, back to the PC, where it's like, I have my whole collection.
You know what? I'll be able to play, what is it, like, my first Steam game, Portal and Super Meat Boy, you know, on my computer in 15 years. It won't take an E3 announcement for me to know that I'll be able to play Portal 1 on my next computer. You know what I mean? Like, backwards compatibility is not a question when it comes to computers.
True that.
I hate how much I've been wanting to get a 3070 or 3080, though. I really do.
Could you even find one?
I mean, once I wanted, if I set my mind to it, I would start digging around like you do in some of those searching websites or Discord or that kind of thing. Try to find a way to get it. But I don't even know if I want to dip my toes in that pool yet.
Oh,
but
I got you.
The idea, I want to try Control Ray Tracing, and I want to try Minecraft Ray Tracing, and...
Right. Did now, I tell you only... I finally tried that?
No. How was it?
It was very pretty.
Cool.
The downside was you could only do it on specific downloadable maps.
I've heard that, but I also heard that you can enable it in other ways for new worlds.
Like digging into the data or like control.
I don't know the methods. I don't know if it's like a plugin you install or what it is, but I've heard people of getting the Windows 10 Minecraft edition running when you just click New World and it's in ray tracing.
Okay, that's what I wanted, because the other worlds, they looked very pretty, but I was like, I wanted to be able to play like Minecraft and not like look at a world that someone built and then put on the store for free.
Jordan, can I tell you something that you're going to be very happy about?
Sure.
I can't stop thinking about Minecraft the last 2 weeks. I kind of want to play Minecraft.
That's weird.
It is weird. I'm like, why can't I stop thinking about Minecraft? Like, I was already thinking about playing Minecraft, and then I watched like someone do a speed run where they were using a mod that turned them into a fish, and they beat the game as a fish.
And I was like, the guy, there's some guy on YouTube where his whole channel is beating a Minecraft in, like, I beat Minecraft in such and such and such.
Probably.
There was one, he beat one where gravity was just sideways, and so you could just fall forever, but he beat the entire game just, like, basically on a wall, and even, like, went to the end and beat the whole dragon. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was kind of that experience, but it was him and this other guy just as fish, just, like... And getting the blaze rods was the hardest thing, because there's no water in the Nether, so they had to like run into the Nether golden apples and just like tank the damage and eat the apples, and like that was the whole thing. But anyways, that's a whole other discussion. I would be down to play some Minecraft. And then I was like, man, Jordan's gonna want to play Minecraft if I tell him that. And I was like, you know what, we never really finished Terraria either. And I was like, that wouldn't be bad. I'm like, I could just tell Jordan I want to play these games and we can just play them. That sounds fun.
That wouldn't be bad. I like how that's your response. That wouldn't be too bad.
No, I enjoyed Terraria.
I'm hesitant to be excited about playing Minecraft because what always happens is step one, Daniel says he wants to play Minecraft. Step two, Daniel says Minecraft is actually too boring and he will only play it if he has this mod or this mod or this mod. Or he's like, I have a VR headset and I want to use it, so I'm only going to play with this mod installed, mm-hmm. which creates mm-hmm. all these extra steps that I have to go through if I want to play Minecraft with
yo,
you.
Yo. I do want to point out that the time we played that you're referencing, I downloaded all of the mods. I found the non-VR client version. I zipped them all up into a package for you. I sent them to you and I said, just run this and you can play with me, and it worked the first time. And then
I'll take your word for it. I don't remember that, but I'll take your word for it.
Then I wanted to add three more mods, and so I did the whole thing again, and I sent you the new package via Dropbox, and I said, hey, here's the new version, just play this one. I've already converted over the server.
What mods were these? I remember you wanted to do the VR one. That's understandable, because you have a VR headset, and that's fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
What other ones did you like?
Oh, we had Industrial Craft. We had Batania, the flower and magic one. That was the one that had the boss that we went out and fought. You remember that?
No.
Oh, that was like the most fun of that mod was, so that was the one that had all the mana. And remember I made the cake robot that made the cakes?
Oh, I thought this was a different time. There was time we played VR where you played like one time in VR and then you were done. And then we never did that again.
That was that world. We kept playing with that version. I could have jumped into VR at any time, but
okay.
The thing was, with all the different mods we were using, most of them had menus, and like those aren't fun to do on a controller. And so it's like, I don't want to navigate all of these like Industrial Craft electronics menus.
Yeah, I mean, I love that mod pack. Remember me? I played that for so many hours. I would ask you, be like, hey, Daniel, can you put your server up so I can play Minecraft, and I got oodles and oodles ahead of everyone else in the world, and I became a Minecraft god.
See,
that was unkillable.
We're not afraid to get a little real on this podcast. I'm gonna get a little real with you.
Please do.
We started that mod pack, and I was like, all right, now, Jordan, you typically go crazy on Minecraft, and then we all fall behind, so like, let's only play together. We did that about two sessions. You went through a really rough breakup. And then you played Minecraft for about a week and a half straight.
Is that what happened? Was that 2016?
I don't remember the year. I just remember that it was like, we told Jordan not to do this, but we're going to let him take his mind off life for a little bit.
And
we're
going to let him go crazy. You're doing that. Breakups are always very difficult for me.
when we came back to the server, you had built that entire giant Halloween themed tower and then dug every block down to the bedrock.
I loved that.
You did all of that
so much.
You did all of that with us not on the server. So it's like, well, you built like an entire, you did use Industrial Craft to build like an entire strip mine thing that then self-organized all of the ore. And so we just had like infinite supplies of every ore and material we could have wanted.
Modded Minecraft is just my weakness. Oh, it makes my knees shake. Oh, so good. That's why I don't play it anymore.
We'd have to install some Java plugins for the ray tracing because the Windows 10 is the official one that has ray tracing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you can't mod that one nearly as much or at all.
Right? I assume.
Okay.
Or we can just play the Windows 10 edition, but I assumed that you wanted to add in a few extra goodies.
I like those things. I've never beaten the Ender Dragon like in a normal game?
I did not know that.
I've never like played regular Minecraft with potions and enchantments and that kind of thing. I always play with like the crazy mods where you get laser guns and mm-hmm. and magical robes and rings that let you fly.
Interesting.
We have gotten very off track on this episode.
It's been fun though. I like it.
It's been a good episode. I really like it. Spider-Man. I was shocked at how little I had to say about Spider-Man because I've been playing so much of it and enjoy it so much. But once I've said those words, there's really nothing else for me to say about Spider-Man.
I think you summed it up perfectly. Like, I understand absolutely what you meant. And I looked up the numbers. The first one sold about 2.2 million copies at launch.
Mm-hmm.
This new one sold 600,000. So 70% less. That doesn't seem like 70.
Well, it's about a quarter of it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. What I'd be interested to know is compare that to the numbers of your average DLC pack. Like Monster Hunter. Like, I would love to know what percentage of Monster Hunter fans bought Iceborne. Because to me, Iceborne is like a very critical DLC pack. Like, everyone who likes the game should probably buy it. But I still doubt you would get higher than like a 60% attach rate on that. And then you talk about the more optional DLCs, like the original Spider-Man. I wonder how many people bought the DLC for that game. And I bet it was far less than this number. So I think if people are treating it like an expansion, that's probably not a bad number, but they did a very poor job marketing it as another game, I think. So tough stuff.
It happens.
That is the end of my topics. Next week, I might have some more to talk about with my controller. I'm thinking of sending in my Elite controller to like some eBay repair guy because I was not able to accomplish some combos I wanted to in Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Oh, that is so sad.
Not clicking. And I looked it up and it's out of warranty because I've had it for like 4 years. Uh-huh. So I found people who are willing. It specifically mentions repairing the bumper of the controller. So
dang,
I might ship it off to Florida to be repaired by some stranger who apparently is good at this kind of thing. And then when I get it back, I might turn around and just sell it and then buy the new one anyways.
That works. But I sold mine like last week.
Oh, yeah. How much did you charge for that, by the way? It was like a family friends discount kind of thing, right?
No. I sold my Xbox One with all the games I had for it, which was like 4 games. And I was like... I was like, I'll throw in this controller just to make it go up a little bit. But for the whole bundle, it was like $200.
Jeez.
I don't know if you think that's cheap or a lot.
That's cheap because I think the controller on its own goes for like $100.
Well, I mean, it's a 5-year-old console that it was, you can find very cheap elsewhere. And I was like, I want to get a lot for this one bundle. And also, it didn't sell for like 2 weeks. So I was like, maybe it was too much. And then someone finally bought it. And I was like, sweet, get it. Let's get it out of here. I'm fine. $200. That's great. It's like half of the PS5.
Cool. So I might send that in and see where that takes me. But do you have anything else to talk about? Or are we going to questions and answers?
Yeah, just real quick. Last night, I wanted to point out that I played Fortnite last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a blast.
Okay.
I had a stinking blast. Like the most fun I've had playing game in so long.
Wow.
I went over to my girlfriend's house to have a movie night, which I'm doing again today, actually. But I forget what movie we were going to watch. But before the movie started, her brother was playing Fortnite on his PS4 that I sold him. And I was in the other room and I had my Switch with me, of course. So I pulled it out and I like joined his party just from the Switch version. I'm like, Ian would be so funny. And he like leaned over. He's like, you want to play? And I was like, sure. So we did a round of duos and we got first place, first try.
Whoa.
Yes. And then we played a couple more times and then her other brother joined. So it was me and her two brothers playing Fortnite. And there's like a snowman quest you can do right now to get a free snowman looking skin. Mm-hmm. And so we were just doing all those quests, like playing game after game after game, just doing quests, shooting peeps. We got like second place, third place, fifth place. And then 11th place. So it slowly went down over the night. But I was having so much fun. And I didn't build like a single time the entire time because I hate building.
That was going to be my question. I was like, you're enjoying it. Does that mean you're warming up to the major mechanic of the game?
There were a few times I was like, wall. And that's it. I was like, I did it. I made a wall. Yes. I was proud. Thankfully, her brother is good at building. Like, he can do the thing where it's like, and there you go. Now you have like a whole 4-star hotel. Not me. Nope.
You have very low expectations of a hotel. It just has to have like walls and a ceiling. And then it's like, oh, 4 stars right there.
Yeah. Well, Wi-Fi. It's got a Wi-Fi. It's got a jacuzzi on the roof.
What button is the Wi-Fi on your
I couldn't tell you. That's the problem. But yeah, I just wanted to say that I had so much fun playing Fortnite last night. And it was weird because I was like, wow, that was actually really fun playing it with friends. And I'm like, maybe it's that again, it's always the social aspect that gets me. Playing a game with peeps makes it like 10 times more fun for me. But playing with them like in the actual room was really fun. I'm sitting on the couch on my Switch and the game has split screen apparently.
Oh, cool.
I did not know Fortnite has split screen, so they were playing each of them split screen on the TV while I was on my Switch joining them. So that was also a really cool experience to be playing the same game like that.
That almost ties in. I was going to say you can like play it from your phone, but then I forgot the whole Apple thing is still going on. Jeez. Yep. That must be a nightmare.
I bet.
So many people unable to play the game. Oh, well. So That's going to conclude our topics for the week and bring us to the best part of the podcast, which is the question and answers section of the podcast. We have some emails that you as a listener can send into patientplayerspodcast@gmail.com. If you're listening to this and you enjoy the podcast, please go ahead, think of something fun to ask and send it in. Could be about games, could be about something we already talked about, or anything else. We always love to hear from you guys, and you get to be a part of the podcast that way. It helps us out. Again, that was patientplayerspodcast@gmail.com. You can also get us on any of our social media websites or on Discord over at patientplayers.com/social. So we'd love to see you guys over there. But in the meantime, will you take us away with our first email, Jordan?
Yes, of course. Our first one comes from writer of the podcast, Miranda. Hello. I mean, Happy New Year, patient players. Here are my first questions of the new year. Number one, what are your thoughts on the KFC console?
Okay.
Actually, it's the KF console.
I was going to make that correction.
It's the KF console. And number two, do you prefer hot chocolate or apple cider? Sincerely, Miranda.
Boy, oh boy. I had heard about the KF console very briefly, and my wife saw a picture of it and said, that can't be real. And I said, no, it is real. And she said, no, it can't be real. There cannot be a console with a chicken warmer. And I said, no, look. And I showed it to her, and she still loses her mind every time it comes up. She just whispers to herself, the KF console. Like, she cannot handle that this exists.
It's the hero we didn't deserve, but the one we need.
It's a PC that uses heat to heat your chicken, which I think is hilarious.
That's an expensive PC. Yeah, how expensive it is?
It's like $1,400, isn't it?
I thought it was $2,000.
It might be $2,000.
If the specs are true about it, it's a very, very nice gaming PC.
I mean, sometimes you pay for the brand name, Jordan, okay? You get that Kentucky Fried on it. It just adds another $500 label right there.
Hey, hold on. Where are the specs?
So here are my thoughts on it. On the one hand, I think it's totally fine that it exists. I think it's funny, and I'm not bothered by it at all. On the other hand, KFC has been hardcore going after gamers with their advertising, and they have like the dating sim with Colonel Sanders, and like, all right, I don't need that. I don't need no Kentucky Fried Chicken up in my gaming business. Like, you can make your novelty meme consoles if you want to, and that's fine. But like, I think the greater trend of KFC trying to be hip with the gamers, I'm like not a fan of. But the console, I think, is hilarious. I like, sure, if you want to buy the KF console, just walk into your room, you got a big chicken warmer on your desk.
Yeah, I love how it looks like a grill too. Intel NUC 9 Extreme. I don't recognize any of these. Asus RTX.
Benchmarks on this thing.
It says it can do 4K. It can do it has ray tracing. It's VR ready.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's gonna have the newest chicken boy graphics card in there. Yeah.
For $2,000, I think that is hilarious. I saw the ad for it, their announcement tweet, and I was like, I don't want this to be a joke. I actually want this to be real because I don't know. Like, it just needs to be real. I can't explain it. That's hilarious.
What do you think the likelihoods are of somebody in your life purchasing for you the Kentucky Fried console?
Less than knowing someone who has a PS5. Ever. Just ever.
Yeah. All right, hot chocolate or apple cider? You go first on this one.
Hot chocolate. Easy win.
Hot chocolate, not as easy of a win, but definitely a win.
Do you like apple cider?
Yeah, apple cider's great, man. Do you just not like apple cider?
It's like warm apple juice. Ew, gross.
Warm apple juice is amazing. It's like cinnamony sometimes.
It's like warm milk. No one likes warm milk because it's meant to be cold. It came out of the old cow udder screaming, I want to be cold.
Yeah, you're right. It's shooting out at those freezing temperatures of the living animal that's definitely not warm.
Mm-hmm. And when you're milking the apple, it's like saying, I must be cold. I must be cold.
When you're milking the cold cow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, apple cider is great, man. Don't hate on apple cider. It's like, is when it's cold outside and you just want, like, you want something sweet, you want it to warm your belly, it can be like a little autumny, you know, get that apple flavor, get that cinnamon flavor in there. It's autumn, not like autumn, the season. Otomy.
Oh, otomy. Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, is that a medical term?
No, that's a lobotomy you're thinking of. But yeah, like, just stay all toasty. You know, it's like not quite eggnog. It's not quite like Christmassy, but it is very fall-y. It's like, it's getting cold. I'm going to drink this warm, tasty apple cider.
Cool.
All right. Our last email for this week, it begins from our infamous hacker, Keaton, causing all sorts of trouble in our email inbox over and over and over again.
Let's see, a brand new year of infamous trouble from Keaton.
Yeah, let's see if 2021 is the chance to turn over a new leaf for Keaton. He says, Happy New Year's from your greatest friend, Keaton. I don't know about that, Keaton. I don't know if I'd go that far. Everybody, a round of applause for the first hack of the year. Okay, well, first off, we know he's not giving up on his life of crime. He continues, as a special surprise, I have transferred exactly $0, 0.03 cents from both of your bank accounts to mine. Now you will forever have a confusing amount of digits on your account balance. Now that it is the new year, I have a New Year's-like question to ask you. What is your New Year's video game resolutions? Do you want to play more games this year? Less games? Is there a certain game that you have been putting off playing that you plan on actually playing this year but probably won't? Love and advanced hugging, Keaton.
Oh, advanced hugging.
I don't know if I have the right port installed for advanced hugging. I think I just need simplified hugging.
Once again, Keaton coming in clutch with the wonderful, wonderful questions.
So, what is the gaming resolution that you have for yourself, Jordan? Do you have any?
If I want to answer the last one, is there a certain game that you've been putting off playing that you plan on playing, probably won't? I want to say Hades.
I knew you were going to freaking say Hades. I knew it. Unacceptable.
Unacceptable answer. Banned from the podcast.
Besides the meme at this point, is there a reason you're not just like trying it?
No, it just never comes to mind.
Can I bring it to your mind?
When?
All the time.
Yeah, you could. Yeah.
All right, cool.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to just, it'll be good. Don't worry about it.
Just next time I text you that I'm on the toilet, you can be like, hey, you better be playing that Switch on the toilet while you're in there. You know?
Just wait till you log on to Animal Crossing and then contact you through my Nintendo phone app.
You can't even do that. You'd have to start a voice channel with me by booting up the game first.
Go buy Animal Crossing, create a town, visit your island so that I can say go play Hades.
Name your town, play Hades.
Daniel from Play Hades.
Oh my word. Theme your island to be like hell.
Put all sorts of references to characters that you don't know because you haven't played the game in it.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. All right, this is a good plan. I like this plan.
Honestly, besides Hades, there's no other like game on my to-do list. I want to play more Sackboy with my girlfriend. Really looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
Miles Morales, obviously. At some point, again, I have those two games to play. I want to buy Demon's Souls. Demon's Souls for PS5. Never played it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the only thing that comes to mind that of things that I want to play that's like on the queue list.
Okay. Makes sense. I always have a backlog of stuff to play. I think that I'm going to, I realized this the other day. I was playing some Heroes of the Storm, playing Overwatch with Marion and with you. And like, I like those games.
Oh, Overwatch 2. Does that count? Can I say that?
That's not a game on your backlog. That's just a game you're going to play when it comes out.
It's a game that's definitely coming out this year, either in beta or not in beta. Don't care. I can't wait to play it.
but yeah, I think that, like in the short term, I really want to play Star Wars Squadrons because I bought that a few weeks ago. I haven't played it yet. I'm still waiting to boot that up. I'm waiting for like a solid couple hours where I can put on a VR headset and like have my whole desk set up for it so that I'm like in the zone. I don't think I'm always going to need that. I think sometimes it's helpful to sit down with the controller and play a game when you want to play a game. Mm-hmm. But because this isn't like a repeatable ongoing live game, it's just like, hey, you buy it, you play it, you're done. There's no cosmetics. There's no DLC, whatever.
Oh, there's cosmetics.
Oh, well.
For online.
Well, either way, meaning that there's no like continual content. I just want to play through the game and be done. Then I think I want to just like make time to sit down and enjoy it. And I was thinking about maybe streaming it, but I honestly don't know if my computer would be able to handle streaming and doing the VR. Oh, I forgot that I have a fancy new laptop, though. Now I got to think about setting up a streaming computer. I go all the way with this.
Oh, do that easy peasy with your capture card into your second laptop.
The downside would be I couldn't display 1440p onto my monitor while I'm doing that.
Why? You'd be in VR.
For VR, that would be perfectly fine, though.
Nice.
Could consider doing that.
He's stroking his mental beard.
My mental beard. The long-term answer of, like, gaming resolution is I have achieved a previous resolution. It wasn't this year, but over the last, like, I don't know, like 3-4 years, you can attest to this, hopefully, Jordan. I have managed to really tone down my gamer rage. I would hope that that is true and that I'm not just pretending that, but I feel like I no longer experience the trademark gamer rage moments nearly as often. I think I will be snarky or perhaps upset at people not playing their role, but
minimum case scenario, you always do put effort into it. Like, even if you are grumpy, you'll be like, I'm having fun. You guys having fun? We're having fun. Where it's like, you could hear it in your voice, like, Daniel's not having fun, but we all appreciate having fun.
No. I say that because I know that you're picking up on nonverbal cues that I'm not giving. You're picking up messages I'm not saying from nonverbal cues. I'm verbally clarifying that I'm not upset. Okay. I'm just into what we're doing.
Okay. Misinterpretation then there.
You don't believe me at all.
I'll take your word for it.
But, thank you. Mm-hmm. That is something I've accomplished. I think this time around, rather than, like, focusing on not getting upset at online games, I'm realizing that sometimes, like, online games are a fun competition, but... Shut up in the chat, Marion. But that just playing a single player game, just enjoying it, just playing through content, like playing a co-op game, like Miles Morales, or even like me and you playing through Monster Hunter, where it's not like we're competing against people.
Yes, I'll also add that to my list. We need to beat Iceborne this year because it's fun and I love it.
And the final update either just came out or came out, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So I want to just be able to be at peace and enjoy some of those experiences and not be like always working hard to be competitive in some online thing. Cause I think the number of hours that go into that experience is like shockingly high. And I don't always realize that compared to just playing a game and enjoying it. That's right. My resolution.
Yeah. And at the end of the gate, at the end of the day, video games. I combine those two words. Video games are about having fun. When I find myself getting too competitive and grumpy at a game, that's when I realize it's time to stop playing or change my effort. Because life is stressful. I don't play video games to add more stress to my life. I play them to have a fun hobby and a good time. So looking forward to playing more fun games this year with friends, without friends. More video games.
Yay.
The end of the game, video games are about having fun.
That's true.
Thank you for that quote, Marion, in chat.
Well, thank you for joining us on this podcast, everyone. I hope we had fun. Thank you for writing in. If you did, please consider over at patientplayerspodcast@gmail.com dropping us an email. I have some unfortunate news today. I believe that our Canadian masses have started to tone down for the Christmas holiday. I'm not nearly as many random Canadian requests for older episodes, but I do have a fun plan. If that does pick back up again, I have a fun plan on how we might be able to contact these people.
A fun plan?
Yeah. We'll see. We'll get there.
Weird. I hope they pick back up then.
Yeah, it'll be a fun experience. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Yeah.
And for anyone watching the live recording of the episode we do every weekend over on Twitch, stick around. We'll do just a short post-stream to hang out with you guys. But other than that, thank you for joining us on the podcast. We'll see you next Monday. And this is me signing off. Goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone.